news of the Juno nominations for 2012 is kind of making me a little peeved. I'm a little unhappy about it. And I don't, I'm going to have to vent to you guys a little later in the show, but it's a good venting. I will tell you why I am not happy with the Juno nominations. I feel like so many artists are going unrecognized. But first, let's listen to a local artist right here from Vancouver. This is Natalia Pardalis. Those of you who are fans of the show, I've had her on the show for an interview. She's a lovely, lovely person. This is her song, Feeling Good, off her album, Life.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies. Thank you.
That was Ingrid Michaelson with This Is War off her new album, Human Again. And before that, we had Natalia Pardalis, a local singer-songwriter right here, with her album Feeling, or her track Feeling Good, of course, a cover of Nina Simone. Love, love, love that song. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ashley Kissman for What Pink Sounds Like on this lovely, beautiful, sunny Tuesday. So get out and enjoy the sunshine while you can. You know, you can listen to us online as well as in the car. So go to CITR.ca to figure out how you can stream us live. Up next, though, I want to introduce you to this band called Dream Aria. Now, Don Stagg from Dream Aria contacted me very nicely and just asked if I could check his band out. And I'm really happy to say that I was pleasantly pleased. Now, this band has one female, one vocalist, and she's obviously provides the lyrics and the vocals for the band. And the rest of the band are made up of dudes, but that is a-okay. I love when everyone kind of goes together that way. So we've got Ann Burstyn on vocals, Don Stagg on keys, Gary Flint, drum/engineer, John Castleman on bass, Mark Crossley, guest guitar, Kurt Schaefer, guest guitar, and Tim Welch, another guest guitar. That is a big band, but they sure know how to all come together to make a really cool sound. Very progressive rock sound, kind of with deeper, darker undertones. They would describe themselves as rock indie world music, and their hometown is from Toronto. So they really do want to come out here to Vancouver. They want to be a part of the West Coast scene. So if you want to see them live, definitely check out their MySpace page and Facebook page and demand that. To check them out on Facebook, I think it's usually how everyone checks artists out these days, facebook.com/AnnDreamAria. And that's what you want to check out for you. Now, this latest album of theirs called Fallen Angel came out in January 2011. So it's about a year old now, but they're really excited about it. So far, they've been one of the top progressive bands on MySpace charts and one of the top rock bands on the Canadian Reverb Nation charts. If you are into apps, they have a free Android app, which is pretty cool. I think that's maybe the next thing that a lot of artists are doing now is never mind just having maybe a free download of a song that you can put on a Bandcamp page or a MySpace page or a blog, but you need an app now. So go ahead and check it out. But here, I want to give you a listen. This is Fallen Angel by Dream Aria right here on CITR.
to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theater to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the neighborhood theater. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation. Live concerts happening this month at the Rio include Patrick Melia presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians on Saturday, February 4th, the Tongue-in-Cheek Spoken Word and Burlesque Show on Friday, February 10th, Charlie Tuna on the 18th, and Said the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theatre, visit riotheatre.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theatre, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
Born in Nova Scotia in 1911, mezzo-soprano Portia White is considered to be one of the greatest concert singers of all time. She took voice lessons at the Halifax Conservatory of Music and began singing on radio broadcasts hosted by her father in the 1930s. She established renown by competing in the Halifax Music Festival, winning the Helen Kennedy Silver Cup on 3 occasions. Her official debut came at age 30 in Toronto's Eaton Auditorium. She gained acclaim across North America following a performance at Town Hall, New York, setting off a successful tour of Canada and the U.S. She finished her career primarily as a vocal teacher, performing her final concert in Ottawa in July 1967. Next up is a clip from the only official recording of Portia's music, entitled Where the Roses Never Fade.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Feel so-
And that was Kill Matilda with Geisha with a Switchblade off their album I Want Revenge. And that is a nitty gritty, dirty, ugly song, but it's so amazing because if you didn't catch some of the graphic lyrics, the song was actually written, and Kill Matilda, they said this when they were interviewed on my show last year. They said the song was written actually in response to the Picton murders, obviously, that are still going through a messy trial right now. But she said she wrote it with this vengeance of, you know, if you could get revenge on what this very insane man did to these women, this is how I would do it. And it's a very zombie-like way, of course. Really great album, I Want Revenge. Again, definitely check that out. That was Kill Matilda. Before that was Dream Aria with Fallen Angel, off their latest album, Fallen Angel, that came out last year around this time. So up next, if any of you did catch the Super Bowl, I'm originally from the States. I'm from Michigan. And so there's certain traditions that I just kind of have to keep up with no matter what happens, no matter where I am in the world. For example, I watch the Macy's Day Parade in New York on TV, of course, every year during American Thanksgiving. That always makes me feel like I'm home. I love watching March Madness on TV. And now, of course, I love watching the Super Bowl. I don't miss it. My friends and I usually get a big party together, and it's a nice excuse to kind of have a potluck and you know, some cold drinks and everything. But I gotta say, I miss the commercials, but at least there's always the game and, of course, the halftime show. Now, I was really pleased when I heard that MIA, Nicki Minaj were joining Madonna on stage for the halftime show. I thought this was so great because for several years now, I guess, with the exception of the Black Eyed Peas, the stage had been dominated by kind of older male rock stars, ever since the Janet Jackson fiasco, of course, with Justin Timberlake. And so I was really happy to see that we were going to see three powerful, talented women on the stage to finally even up the score a bit. Well, of course, Madonna, okay, a bit of a pop icon. Nicki Minaj, again, a little more on the pop side, even though she's into hip-hop. And then MIA, I was kind of surprised a bit, because when you looked at the three on stage, I kind of thought MIA is just maybe a little too artistically talented for the other women. But, you know, we'll give her a shot. They're including it. No one, of course, in mainstream knew who MIA was. If you listen to the news pundits talking about her the next day on the media and on various news shows, like, who is this MIA and why did she flick off America? Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. So, MIA, you're definitely going to be well-known now, I guess. All news is good news, so to speak. But MIA's Super Bowl middle finger could potentially cost her in a big way. TMZ reports that if the NFL is fined by the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, MIA will be responsible for the payment. So that is something that she'll have to deal with. In 2004, of course, NBC was charged $550,000 by the FCC for Janet Jackson's quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction. But the fine was dropped, but, you know, we'll see, because MIA might not get away with this one. You know, I don't know how much she'll be able to play that it was an accident that her middle finger just kind of shot up, so to speak. Anyways, MIA, I got your back. You're awesome. You're amazing. I can't wait to hear more from you. And everyone's really happy that the premiere of Bad Girls was finally officially released. Of course, I played it last show, but we're going to play it again, hear you. This is MIA with her track Bad Girls, and it originally appeared on her mixtape Vicky Leaks.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain hits my chest. When I'm banging on the radio, get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Ah, suki suki, I'm coming in the Cherokee gasoline. There's steam on the window screen, take it, take it. Wheels bouncing like a trampoline. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you trembling.
Live fast, die young, bad girl. on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Yeah, back it, back it. Yeah, pull up to the bumper game with the signal. Cover me, cause I'm changing how to handle on it. My life, but I broke it. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you saying it. Fast die, young bad girls. When I'm banging on the radio, chain hits my chest. When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain hits my chest. When I'm banging, get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going up to bitch, I'll see for a million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the rear view, swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind, cause it's legal just to kill. Shift gear, automatic, damned if I do. Who is gonna stop me when I'm coming through? What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back, get down.
between my thighs, making things seem fine. My heart makes things seem fine. I'm getting high. I'm getting high just so fast the time.
That was Saida Baba Taliba with So Cool off of her album Scream. I love her. And she is an artist and put out a great album this year. And again, is not nominated for a Juno whatsoever. I'm going to talk about my big beef with the Juno nominations coming up in just a little bit. But first, I want to introduce you to briefly to a new artist that I think you're going to like. Her name is Niska Napoleon, and I'm sure she'll correct me on if I'm pronouncing that at all correctly, because she's coming on the show next week. I'm going to have her in studio. We're going to chat about her move for a solo career and her recent move to Vancouver to pursue that solo career. Now, she is or was the front woman for Rocky Mountain Rebel Music, a really fun group, and she's been working on some solo projects, and we're all waiting for her first release here. The well-known singer-songwriter Kinney Starr, that you may be familiar with, she raves, and this is her quote, "Since I began mentoring over the last 5 years, I occasionally encounter very developed songwriters with an intensity that stands out. Niska Napoleon has a rare gift for composing and delivering classic, original material. I firmly believe she is one of Canada's undiscovered gems." What a rave review from Kinney Starr, someone who has definitely established herself in the industry. Now, there is a video of her singing this next song I'm about to play. The song is called Again. I'm going to post the video to my blog later today, so definitely go check it out. I heard the song, and the way that Niska kind of fuses indie rock acoustically with her soulful voice is really quite mesmerizing, and I think she's definitely going to be one to watch, and I'm super excited to have her on the show next week. Here is the track Again by Niska. Yeah.
It never was the same. Put her sweet arms around me and healed my aching pain.
WCCFT West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com. February 20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with guest Bleached is proudly sponsored by CITR.
You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're celebrating women in media and in music, as I do every Tuesday from 1 to 2. And I have to admit, when I heard that the Juno Award nominees list was out for 2012, I was excited. I always like award shows, even if I tend to believe that sometimes they favor only the more mainstream top 40 type variety rather than a nice variety of music that, of course, that we do have not only in Canada but worldwide. But yeah, I get excited every year. I'm going to watch the Grammys this week, and I do like the award show season. I'm guilty of that. But what I was really surprised about, and I wasn't expecting this, was that the list for the Juno Award nominees for 2012 is so male heavy. And now before you turn off the radio and say, oh, Ash, you're just being too much of a raging feminist or whatever, hear me out, because this is probably something that you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. And this is what I'm talking about. Artists of the Year nominees: Drake, Feist, Michael Bublé, City in Color, and Deadmau5. So that's one lady right there. Album of the Year, we've got Avril Lavigne nominated for her Album of the Year, Drake, Justin Bieber for Under the Mistletoe, who knew? Christmas by Michael Bublé, and then Here Now by everyone's favorite Nickelback. Again, only one lovely lady in that album category. And again, for single, the nominees, there's actually no women who, female artists or bands with females in them, that are a part of the nominations for the best single of the year for Junos. So you kind of start to sit back and think, you're like, well, is it perhaps that female artists just did not put out good music this year? And the answer would be no, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why this is so guy heavy, especially when you contrast it with the international album category of the Junos, where you have Adele, Coldplay, Lady Gaga, LMFAO, and Rihanna nominated. That is three lovely ladies out of the five. And if you actually notice, I know Glamour magazine did a huge article on this, that the top 40 hits for 2011 were actually dominated by women and female artists, which, you know, again, doesn't happen that often. Hence why I do this show and try to point out to everyone that we do need to celebrate women in media and in music, because sometimes, you know, depending on what genre especially is the most popular or mainstream at the time, women can get underrepresented in some of the more rock-heavy varieties. And I think the Junos is a little more rock-heavy than pop-heavy to begin with. But it is interesting. If you look down the list to the rest of the categories and the rest of the nominations, you will find that I'm in fact correct, that it is mostly guys in this list. It just makes me a little sad. I mean, there are some, Feist obviously nominated, Honeymoon Punch by Jen Grant, she's nominated for Adult Alternative Album. But what about some other newer artists like Saida Baba Taliba? I would have expected that she would have got some sort of nod for making her way in the kind of the R&B category, which is really rare in Canada. You also have a new kind of group, obviously Imaginary Cities. They've kind of been rising and been played a lot on CBC Radio 3. And then there's some country artists too that I don't think got the nod that they should have. So take a look at the list. I don't know, let me know what you think. If you think this is weird, you know, contact me on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. But I was just a little bit taken aback. So I think it's just interesting to definitely point that out. Next up, though, I will play one of the women who is, of course, nominated. I've got Feist, and this is My Moon, My Man. But before I play that, I just have to say one thing I am really, really excited about, even though he is a guy, for the Junos. William Shatner is hosting the Junos. Quite different from last year when Drake hosted the Junos. So I don't know if they're appealing to an older generation this year, or perhaps they just know William Shatner is loved by everyone. And he is. This is Feist with My Man, My Moon, My Man, right here on CITR.
Thank you.
That is the brooding sound of Grimes. And she is on the cover of our Discorder magazine. So go and pick out the February 2012 issue of Discorder magazine. It's the magazine from CITR. And you can check out the cover star. Definitely very electronic, kind of celestial echoes, and kind of dark. But people are really loving her a lot. And it's funny because you got to give an artist credit whenever they're really honest about the methods of their madness and how they make their music and how they come to relay the genius that they have in their head. And I gotta say, I laughed a little bit when I read the article, in a good way, because Grimes talks about, this is one of her quotes, it's actually one of my favorites. She says, "I think people think I'm much more serious than I am," she muses. "Most of the music I've ever made, I've been so baked when I made it, like really stoned," end quote. Well, there you go, you know, so at least she's honest with everyone about how she gets the sounds that she gets. And I guess every artist has to have a way that they kind of bunker down creatively. It's really cool, though, because she does say she finds herself emulating TLC and Mariah Carey R&B singing styles, believe it or not. Again, coming from a generation that, I mean, that's part of my generation. I grew up listening to TLC, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls in the 90s or something. And so I think that always resonates a bit with you going forward as an artist when you go to create music, is you think back to the things that maybe you really loved when you were a kid, and you use that forward musically. So she's like, "I don't know if the idea of combining R&B and goth is like everything I could ever want. I don't want to evoke anything super specific." So she doesn't want to be labeled into a box at all. And I don't know if you can label her into a box. Really great article on Grimes in the latest issue of Discorder magazine. Go ahead and check it out. Grimes kicks off a world tour at Fortune Sound Club on February 18th right here in Vancouver. So definitely go check her out. Well, I am signing off. Stay tuned for Linda Bull. She's up next with some lovely Italian music with her show Give 'Em the Boot. I'm going to end the show with a little Pack AD. See you next week.
The elevator opens for no one, and plans are making me. I'm paralyzed into you, and plans are making me. And plans are making me. Everyone looks like everyone, just like snowflakes were already melted. You're too busy to accept it. We are.